Okay, what did I say? Point number one is the event and the message of resurrection proves that the devil is a fool and is defeated. Point number two is the devil is afraid of the world knowing about the resurrection of Christ, and he is afraid of this gospel message. The devil is afraid. He will try by all means to block the event and the message of resurrection. Are we understanding? The devil is afraid of the message of resurrection.
I'm listening here.
The devil is afraid of the message of resurrection of Christ, and he is afraid of the true gospel that includes the message of resurrection. Let's look at Matthew chapter number 28. Let's go to Matthew chapter number 28. And let's see which verse. I want to read the whole chapter. Matthew 28. Okay, let's read the whole, let's read from verse number 1. It says, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. So the body of Jesus was securely shut up with the stone and the seal on it. A big stone that a single man cannot roll it away, because they wanted to make sure that the body of Jesus is secured inside the grave, inside that cave. So there was high security placed by the Jewish people, by the authorities, to guard the dead body of Jesus, the physical body of Jesus. Why? Verse number 3. His countenance, so the angel came and rolled back the stone. Verse number 3, his countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow, and the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed he is going before you into Galilee, that you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Verse number 11. Now, while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests, all the thing that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers. That is Babylon, that is Mammon. The soldiers saw the resurrection. The soldiers saw that the body of Jesus is not there. The angels have rolled up the stone and resurrected Jesus. The body was not in the tomb. And the soldiers knew that it was not a human activity of stealing the body. It was the angels of God, because the stone could not be rolled away. There was high security. The soldiers knew that there was an earthquake. The soldiers were terrified because there were angels who came, rolled away the stone, and the Spirit of God raised Christ from the dead. But when they came and reported it to the so-called synagogue leaders, to the chief priests of the Jewish nation, they gave them a large sum of money to shut up their mouth. That is where we see that the devil does not want resurrection to be preached. That is where we see the devil does not want the word resurrection of Jesus to be preached. The devil does, that is why resurrection has been replaced by Easter. I am telling you, it was Babylon who gave money. In some of the churches in the United States, they have officially declared that they will no longer use the word resurrection and that Jesus, they have officially declared it. And the reasons that they gave were foolish reasons, that they want people to come in the church and so on and so forth, because some people are offended by the word resurrection. Some people are offended by the word, the blood of Jesus. So they will no longer use the words. They will no longer use those words in their sermons when they preach on the pulpit, because the devil is so afraid that Jesus rose again. Because that, hallelujah, Jesus who rose again. When Jesus rose again, Jesus proved him that he is a fool. He is defeated. So the devil wants to manipulate the event of resurrection. He wants to manipulate the message of resurrection. We see that the Bible says they gave him a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Hallelujah. So when Jesus got resurrected, the Jewish chief priests, the synagogue leaders, the church leaders gave a large sum of money to the soldiers who saw the resurrection, who saw the event, and told them, take this money, keep your mouth shut. Today, the system of the devil, that is Babylon, is providing large sum of money, fame, and all kinds of providence of mammon to the pastors to manipulate the message of resurrection, to term it as Easter. We'll come to that. I'm going to show you from the scripture how resurrection, technically, in the 8th century, the resurrection of Christ was replaced by a word called Easter, which is not even related to resurrection. We will come to the technical details, but I want to set up the base and the foundation, and I want to tell you that the devil is afraid of the message of resurrection. The devil is afraid, and he does not wants people to know about the event of resurrection, because no man in history was resurrected by the Spirit of God, never to die again, but to live in eternity. A man, hallelujah. Yeah. There were rebirthing. Lazarus was rebirthed to die again, but he was not resurrected. But only Jesus resurrected from the dead. And when we say resurrection, resurrection is different from rebirth. Rebirth is a person is raised from the dead with the same carnal body. But when we talk about resurrection is a person is raised from the dead, not with a carnal physical flesh body, but with a glorious body, which will not and never decay, with an uncorruptible body, which is spoken by Apostle Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians in the last chapters, that the corruption will put on incorruption, mortality will put on immortality, a glorious body that will be given unto men who believe in the resurrection of Christ, which will never decay and which will never die. The resurrection includes a glorious body. Are we understanding? Okay, let me give you more scriptures. In the early church, Apostle Paul had to labor and teach people to clear out the misconception, because there were teachers, so-called teachers of the word, prophets of God, who came inside the church and they started to teach that there is no resurrection of the dead. So Apostle Paul had to teach to the church of Corinthians and clear out the misconception that if there is no resurrection, why do we preach? Are we preaching in vain? So that is found in first, the second scriptural evidence that the devil does not want resurrection to be preached and people to know about it is in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Let's go there. Verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and which in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received. I already spoke about this on the Good Friday service. Okay? Which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas and by the 12. Okay, there are eyewitnesses that witness the resurrected Christ Jesus. There are eyewitnesses that witness the body of Jesus, which was not of flesh, but a glorious, incorruptible, heavenly body with which he was clothed. There were 12 disciples along with Peter, and there were, verse number 6, other 500 brethren who witnessed the resurrection Jesus, resurrected Jesus. Okay, let's jump on. Let's skip all those verses after 6 and let's jump on verse number 11. Verse number 11. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach and so you believed. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? You see that? In the church, there were some people that started to say there was no resurrection of the dead. So the manipulation of the resurrection of Christ did not start now in the 21st century. It started from the early church, because it started from the time when Jesus was resurrected. It started from the Jewish chief priest. There were people assigned by Satan himself who were sent into the body of Christ to manipulate the resurrection event, to manipulate the resurrection of Christ. And the massive deception is happening in our times, where we say Easter, happy Easter, where Easter has nothing to do with resurrection. Because oh God, hallelujah. Are we understanding that? Amen.
Amen, amen.
Listen to me. There are people, Apostle Paul is saying, we preach that Christ was has been raised from the dead, but there are some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead. Now you might be saying, no, I say happy Easter, but I celebrate resurrection. I believe in resurrection, but that is a manipulation. The devil is using your mouth to bring praise to a foreign deity. Because Easter is star, and we will come to that from the scripture. How the event of resurrection has been massively manipulated, and major percentage of the churches are celebrating Easter and not resurrection. Major percentage, more than 60% of churches, even so-called believing churches who believe the Bible, they are celebrating Easter and not resurrection. Stay with me. He says, there are some among you that say that there is no resurrection of the dead. But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man... Okay, let's skip all those things. So, Verse number 36, the same chapter. Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. Apostle Paul is explaining something here. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. He is talking about the seed and the covering of body upon it. And he says, when you sow the seed and the seed dies, the seed is again, the seed is risen again. It gets a new body. And the body is given by God, he says. And the body is different for different creatures and different beings. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. That is Jesus. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. Apostle Paul is talking from the context of resurrection. And he says the natural comes first. He says first the death of the physical body occurs. And then the rise and the covering of the spiritual body is given once the physical body dies. That is the context. First comes the natural and then comes the spiritual. And many pastors have misinterpreted the word and are manipulating the church. One of the churches I was in, the pastor used to fight with me because I used to ask people to read the Bible at least for half an hour. And then he used to, why are you asking people to read the Bible for half an hour? First, they have to work, earn money, do all the work. And then if they have time, they can read the Bible. Don't tell them, don't force them to read the Bible. I'm not forcing. But he said to me, first comes natural. That means first we have to look to earn money and to work and to do this and do the natural work comes and then comes the spiritual, reading the Bible. So pastors have big time misinterpreted the scripture, but that scripture mentioned in that part of the Bible, it's all about the resurrection of the dead. It's about the resurrection. It's about the sowing or dying of the physical seed and the resurrection of the spiritual seed with the spiritual body. Okay, any which ways. Verse number 47. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. The Holy Spirit that was given in the womb of Mary. The seed was from the Father himself. Okay, I'm not going into the explanation of all those things. So it says, and was the man of dust, and also those who are made of the dust. And as it is heavenly man, so also those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, that is Adam, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man, that is Jesus Christ. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Hallelujah. So Jesus has already defeated death. How do we know that? Because he was resurrected. The day you will be resurrected, if we hear the trumpet sound right now, God knows those who will go with him. But those who will go with him, your body will be changed. This body will go away. And you will be given a new body which will not decay. The glorious body. the heavenly body, because the first man came out of dust. The second man came from heaven, the Lord that came from heaven, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that came from heaven. And the Holy Spirit will give you a body that will not decay. The day Jesus comes back, that day death will be defeated upon mankind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That day,
death will be defeated. Death will be completely swallowed up in the victory of the Lord. The Lord has risen, and Jesus has the keys to Hades and death. And that day when he comes back, those keys will be given to mankind, and they will defeat death, because you and me will receive a glorious body. Those who have believed in the Lord and who have walked with the Lord, they will receive. And the dead who have slept in the Lord, they shall rise from the graves. Remember on Good Friday, how I told there was a first resurrection when Jesus resurrected. People who already believed in Jesus when he was there, and died before Jesus. Like John the Baptist, like the thief on the cross, they were the one who got the glorious body already. They got the glorious body already. So I am not here. Today my topic is not about the resurrection, but today my topic, I'm going to the scriptures, establishing the base. So the devil does not want people to know about resurrection. The devil, the Passover did not reveal resurrection. The Passover revealed the death of the Lamb for the sins of Israel. That is what the Passover revealed. So listen to me, the devil had no clue when he was putting our Lord Jesus on the cross to kill him. The devil had no clue that this Lord Jesus is going to resurrect. He had no clue. He did not know that, because the resurrection was a mystery that was hidden in the archives of God, and the devil was unaware of it. Let me show you the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 7 and 8. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory. What kind of wisdom and mystery he's talking about? Which none of the rulers of this age knew. These are the agents, one of the hierarchy demons in the order of Lucifer, the rulers of the age. None of the mystery which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Listen to me. The crucifixion, the devil was in the idea and in the plan that this Jesus will preach the gospel. So let us kill him. Let us destroy him. So they crucified the Lord of glory. Who? The rulers of darkness. Now, I don't have time to go to the hierarchy of the demonic in Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 12, where it says our wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against the rulers of darkness of this age. The rulers of darkness are the demons under the current ruling principality. I've already explained those things. The current ruling party in America, okay? There are two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. So the current ruling party, the ministers under the current ruling party are the rulers of America right now. The other party, which is not ruling, but still preparing for the next elections, they are not the rulers of darkness. The current principality in the demonic and the rulers and the ministers of that principalities are the rulers of darkness of that age. The rulers of the darkness of that age, the active ministers of the principality, are the ones which execute the plan of Lucifer in territories. So they are the one which executed, which came together and came with an idea, let's kill Jesus. Let's put him on the cross. Let's kill him. Let's crucify him. But they did not know that they were being fooled by God through a mystery. They did not know that they were digging their own grave of defeat, because they were fulfilling their part in in performing a mystery that is unknown to them, that Jesus Christ will not die and go to the grave, but he will rise. Because the devil never witnessed resurrection. He never knew that there was something called as resurrection in the archives of God. And that was a mystery that was hidden from Lucifer. He never knew that there was a resurrection. He never knew. He knew that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That is what the Bible says. He knew that once we kill Jesus, this physical Jesus, he cannot do anything. But he did not know there was the Spirit of God which had a mystery to raise Christ with a glorious body. With a glorious body. He thinks that he will persecute you. He thinks that he will even kill you. But he does not know after you die in the physical body, he does not know you will get a glorious body. Listen to me. What I want to say is the devil is a liar and a murderer from the beginning and has been using the same strategy to end servants of God on earth. Listen to me. John chapter number 8, what did Jesus say about the devil? Jesus said that he is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Lying and murdering, what was his strategy to destroy servants of God on earth? It started off with Abel. Cain lied to God, that Cain killed Abel. That was the devil through Cain. That is okay. Let me give you a scripture to support that. Matthew chapter number 23. Let me give you a scripture to support that. Sister K, could you read that scripture for me? Matthew chapter number 23, verse number 33 to 35. Matthew 23, verse number 33 to 35.
Okay. Verse number 33, fill up the measure of your father's guilt.
No.
Serpents.
Okay. Yeah, continue.
Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill. Oh, wow. Just skip right out.
Yes. You will kill and what? Crucify.
My fingers just hit it and lost it.
34.
Just know.
You got it?
20.
Okay, no problem. I will read that.
Almost there. 34. Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from this city to city, that on you may come the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar.
Stop that.
Surely I say to you, that's all it. These things will come upon this generation.
What it says? All the blood of the saints. You started from Abel and you went on until Zechariah. You know who was Zechariah? I don't have time to tell. Zechariah was one of the prophets during the time of Ezra, in the book of Ezra. And there is also a book of the prophet Zechariah, one of the minor prophets, which is there in the Old Testament. So from Abel, all the saints who would bring the words of the Lord, or even Jeremiah, they were killed. They were murdered by the devil. So the devil used the strategy of killing the servants of God on earth. And he thought Jesus is one of them. I will get away with him if I kill him. But he did not know Jesus will rise again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People of God, others, can you give an hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The devil, from the beginning, from Genesis, his strategy, if he sees a priest of God, if he sees an intercessor, if he sees a man who loves God, who serves God, he wants to kill the man. From the blood of Abel to the blood of the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah. You killed them, all their blood. So that was his strategy. And he used the same strategy with our Lord and Savior Jesus. That is why Jesus said he was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Murdering is his strategy. Killing is his strategy. If anyone is a threat to his kingdom, do you know that the devil wants to kill me? Every seed of God, he wants to kill them. But he cannot touch us because we are the children of resurrection.
Amen.
He cannot touch us because we are the children who believe in the resurrection of Jesus, in the death of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. He cannot do anything because we are a children of a mystery that he's afraid of. Because we believe in a message and in an event which is true, that made him a fool, that made him, the devil is so proud. Do you know that? The devil is having so much of ego. And the day Jesus resurrected, oh God, he was stripped apart, the Bible says. Jesus stripped him apart, made him a public spectacle. What does that mean? Jesus made him a fool. He thought he is wise. He is cunning. He is the smartest being. But Lord, through the mystery of resurrection, do you know how he hates resurrection and how he does not want the church to celebrate or to know the event of resurrection? Now, do we see that? Now, the scripture that I asked Sister Kay to read, I asked her to read from Matthew 23, verse 33. The 33 says, serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Who is speaking to? He's speaking to the devil in the Pharisees. He's speaking to the snakes. He's speaking to the serpents. And he's telling them, you, your strategy, devil, your strategy, you snakes, has been to kill and crucify the servants of God. From the blood of Abel till the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the prophet. You have killed all the servants of God. And Jesus knew that they are going to kill him. But he wanted to do the Father's will because he knew that he will rise. He will be resurrected. Together now. Is it? I think that is enough to prove you from the scripture. The two points that I mentioned in the beginning. That the event and the message of resurrection proves that the devil is a fool. And the devil is defeated. And devil is afraid of the world knowing about the resurrection of Christ. And he is afraid of the gospel that includes, the complete gospel that includes the resurrection of Christ. Okay, so since we have established that truth, let's go on to the next important aspect of our message tonight. And the aspect is Easter is not resurrection. Write it down. Easter is not resurrection. But brother, where did Easter come from? Oh, brother, it's in the Bible. Acts chapter number 12, verse 3 and 4. Let's go there. Acts chapter number 12. Hallelujah. Acts chapter number 12. Let's start from verse number 1 onwards. Now about that time, Herod the king's... Okay, let me use the KJV version. KJV version, okay? The trusted version that people use. So I have a KJV, big Bible I have, a KJV Bible. I'm reading from that now. Acts chapter number 12. Give me some time. Verse number 1. To four. Let's read 1-4. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Bracket, then were the days of unleavened bread. That is the Passover. Verse number 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter. Brother, Easter. See, Easter came in the Bible. This is what we celebrate. Intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Underline Easter. So this is what they called Easter. This is where Easter came from. Okay, let me start off from the Greek translation. I don't know to speak Greek, but when you read the Greek translation, because the New Testament was written in Greek. Okay, the word Easter in the Greek translation is, the Greek word is Pascha. I don't know if I pronounce it right or not, but in English they read P-A with a mark on the above A, S-K-H-A, Pascha. The Greek word for Easter, the original Greek translation in which the Bible was written, the Greek word where Easter is written is Pascha. The Latin word for that Pascha is Pascha. The Aramaic word for that Pascha is Pascha. Hebrew word is Pesach. Pascha, 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 Pesach. All are derived and all mean Passover. But why, you would say, why? Oh, then we should not read KJV version. No. Stop there. KJV is trying to tell you something else. There are two events, because when the Jewish people celebrate Passover, at the same time, Herod and the European people would celebrate Easter. There are two festivals that happens on the same event. Are we understanding that? So Easter is not at all related to Passover, because the Greek word originally used there is Pascha, Pascha, but when KJV was written, it was replaced by something called as Easter, which was a festival that was celebrated by the England, by the European, mostly the European nations. So are we understanding? The original Greek translation, Pascha, Pascha, whatever, Pesach, the Hebrew word, all means Passover. So when they were trying to execute Peter, kill Peter, they stopped there and kept Peter in the prison, because verse number 3 says there were the days of unleavened bread, and verse number 4 it says it was Easter. So Passover and Easter are two different festivals celebrated at the same time. We'll come to that. I have used verified sources, qualified and recognized Bible commentators' content to verify this. And I will read those things out to you. Since it's a matter of historical events, so I want to support my context with people who have verified history, okay, and who are recognized, Bible commentators who are recognized. So I am going to read. So let me start off with Easter. Are we clear? Stay with me. Okay, before going ahead, I want you to write down something. Those who are here, good students of the Bible, are always with your diary and pen. So those who are the good students of the Bible, write down something I am telling you. The first thing I want to tell you is, write down, Passover is not resurrection. Write it down. Stay with me. What? Passover is not resurrection. The next line you write down, Easter is not Passover. and Passover is not resurrection. Okay, so even those people who say we celebrate Easter because Easter is the word for Pascha and Pascha is Passover. You are celebrating Passover. Passover has nothing to do with resurrection. So how can on a resurrection, so-called Sunday, you can celebrate Pascha? Pascha is equal to the death of Jesus. And Pascha also relates to a covenant ritual called the communion table. All the teachings of Jesus only instructed us to perform one covenant ritual, and that was the communion. And Passover is in relation to communion. When we eat of the bread and drink of the cup of the Lord, we are doing Passover. Because that is, I will come to the scriptures. Are we understanding? So Passover cannot be resurrection because it is communion. So you cannot use Acts chapter number 12, 3 and 4 and say Easter is resurrection. Or you cannot say, no, Easter is the word for Pascha. And since Pascha is Passover, we say happy Easter. Are you understanding? That is why I asked you to write that Passover is not resurrection. And then I asked you to write Easter is not Passover and Passover is not resurrection. These three words are different festivals and different events. So the bottom line is Acts chapter number 12 verse 3 and 4 does not talks about resurrection at all. Does not talks about resurrection at all. Are we together, people of God, until now? If you are with me, say amen. Those who are understanding, say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. So, okay. Let's go to Easter now. Let's go to Easter. What is Easter? Easter is an English word that comes from Anglo-Saxon Istre or Estara. Easter is an English word that comes from Anglo-Saxon Istre or Estara, a Teutonic goddess to whom sacrifice was offered in April. So the name was transferred to Paschal feast. There is no trace of Easter celebration in the New Testament. Okay? So Easter is originally taken from a word, Anglo-Saxon word called Istre or Estera. Istre or Estera, which is a Teutonic goddess to whom sacrifices were offered in April. And that word was replaced, the Paschal festival, that is Passover word, was replaced, they say, by Easter in KJV. And there is no trace of Easter celebration in the New Testament. If the church would have celebrated Easter, they would have, what was the church doing that night of Easter? They were praying for Peter, for his release. The Bible would have mentioned, oh, no, they did not pray for Peter's release because it was Easter. They celebrated Easter with the Easter eggs and the bunny bugs. No. The church never celebrated Easter. The apostles never instructed to celebrate Easter. And never, ever, even Jesus celebrated Easter, so-called Easter. Because Easter is not even related to the Bible. Easter is an Anglo-Saxon word for Istre or Estera, or the word that Ishtar, we will come to Ishtar, that is Easter. That is a Teutonic goddess which receives sacrifices during the springtime of the year in April, when the winter ends in the European nations. Okay, the next thing about Easter, stay with me. In the earlier English versions, Easter had been frequently used as a translation of Pascha. The word Easter is of Saxon origin, Istra, the goddess of spring, in whose honor sacrifices were offered about Passover time each year. So when Jewish people were celebrating Passover, these guys will celebrate Easter, and Easter was their pagan goddess, Istre or Istar or Ishtar, to whom they will offer sacrifices, who was called also the goddess of spring. By the 8th century, Anglo-Saxons had adopted the name to designate the celebration of Christ's resurrection. Anglo-Saxons adopted the name Easter to celebrate Christ's resurrection. The name was replaced by Easter. Are we together? Listen to me. Listen to me. Then, the next thing I want to tell you. Easter is celebrated to honor the sun god. How? Easter was originally a pagan festival honoring Istre, a Teutonic Germanic goddess of light and spring. At the time of the vernal equinox, the day in the spring when the sun crosses the equator and day and night are of equal length, sacrifices were offered in her honor. As early as the 8th century, the name was used to designate the annual Christian celebration of the resurrection of Christ. Okay, don't be confused. I will explain you that. What is Easter? Who is the goddess Easter? Now in European nations, during winters, they hardly see sunlight during the winter. They hardly see sunlight. Then when the sun crosses the equinox, that means they are talking about when day and night become equal lengths. When the winter ends and the spring comes. So they get the sun in the European nations. Because they get the sun, they honor this goddess of spring called Ishtar, Istre. Let me use now word Ishtar. When I am saying Ishtar, I am talking about Easter. So they started to honor this god Ishtar by giving her sacrifices. What sacrifices they would give to her? They would give her the sacrifices of blood eggs. They would give her the sacrifices of eggs dipped in blood, human blood, dipped in the blood of infants, fetuses' blood. And that's why you have all the rituals of painting the Easter eggs, because that was a ritual where eggs were painted with blood and offered to Ishtar to worship the sun god, because it spring should come and they received light. She was also the god of light. So the European nations, whenever there was a start of spring, they believed they had to offer sacrifices to this god Ishtar. And the sun god, how the sun god and Ishtar is related, I will tell you. And after I tell you everything, I will also give you, beloved, supporting scriptures, because I don't teach anything but from the scripture. Okay? Are we together on that? Hallelujah. So, are we understanding those people who use Easter and say, oh, we are celebrating Easter. You are talking about a Teutonic Germanic goddess who receives human sacrifices and gives light to the European nations, so-called European nations. Okay, that is what Ishtar is. Are we understanding? And these are verified sources. And every verified source says that in the 8th century, the word Easter was used instead of resurrection. Why? My first point, remember? Because the devil wants to manipulate the event of resurrection. The devil wants to manipulate, wants to manipulate the event of resurrection. So in the 8th century, when there was a Christianizing Catholicism, because Catholics celebrate Easter. And when Christianity was catholicized, Catholicism came. They are the one which introduced this English words instead of the resurrection of Christ. They introduced the word Easter. Hallelujah. Are we together? So, listen to me. Now, the Passover, okay, before going to Easter and telling you the background about the goddess Ashtoreth, Ishtar or Istre, I want to tell you that when Easter is celebrated at the same time, calendar time of the year, even Passover is celebrated. But Passover is not resurrection. Passover is about the death of the lamb and the blood of the lamb. Okay, it can be related to Good Friday. It can be related to the communion, but not to resurrection. So Acts chapter number 12, where Peter was kept in the prison, and there was Easter, they say, and there was Easter is Passover, but Passover is not resurrection that you celebrate on a Sunday, Easter Sunday. That is not resurrection. By the way, beloved, let me give you a disclaimer. Good Friday, we celebrated on Friday. Resurrection, we are celebrating on Sunday. But it's all not required. That is what I want to say. Because Jesus did not rise on this day, Sunday. Jesus did not die on... These are all pagan rituals. I will tell you how. Even 25th December, we celebrate Christmas. I will tell you, it's related to Easter. That is... What the Holy Spirit started to do with me, since the people are in the Easter mode and the Good Friday mode, so it became an opportunity for me to expose Easter on the Easter day. So, but resurrection and death has to be believed and followed every day of the lives of Christians. There are no certain days that we got to give importance to. That is what I want to say. Okay, stay with me, beloved of God. Stay with me. What did I say? Passover. Okay. Passover is not related to resurrection, but it's the death of Jesus and the covenant ritual of communion. Turn with me to Exodus chapter number 12. Exodus chapter number 12. Exodus chapter number 12. Okay, verse number 1. Let's read verse number 1 onwards. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." That is the Jewish calendar. Okay, when they were coming out of Egypt. It starts from that, the first month. Okay, any which way. "Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons, according to each man's need. You shall make your count for the lamb." Okay. "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight." Kill the lamb at twilight. "And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it." They are eating the lamb. That is communion. "Do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head and its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning. What remains of it until morning, you shall burn with fire." That's why some of the churches, when they do communion, they don't let the communion, they empty the communion, the leaders. I was a leader in the church, and we used to, if something is left, we used to eat it and drink it. So the communion should not be left over any which way. So they were eating the lamb. They were instructed to eat the lamb. These were the instructions. Verse number 10. "You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." You see what is the meaning of Passover? Passover is not resurrection. That is what I want to say. Because so if you are a pastor and you are telling me, "Oh brother, Easter, what you are saying, Easter is the word for Passover, Pascha, and we are celebrating Passover on Sunday." But Passover is not resurrection, brother. It's communion. Are we understanding that? So Easter is not at all related to resurrection. It's nonsense, those who relate Easter to the resurrection, what we are doing in the church today. because the devil does not like resurrection, and he has replaced the event of resurrection with a satanic ritual. And when we say Happy Easter, we are praising the goddesses Istre, Ishtar, when we say Happy Easter. Okay, now let's come to this goddesses Ishtar, that is Istre or Ishtara or whatever. Now listen to me, I will give you scriptures, don't worry. The first point about Ishtar you have to understand is Ishtar in the ancient Bible was the wife of someone called Nimrod. Remember Nimrod? People of God, those who, apart from Kay and Sister Asha, say amen if you are here until now and listening to this.
Amen.
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 Okay. Hallelujah. Now, stay with me. I'm going into something important. That's why I want the attention of people. I want to see you are listening. So, Ishtar was the wife of Nimrod. Remember Nimrod? The builder of what? The Babylonian system. The hunter of souls. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Not mighty hunter that he would hunt for God. No, he was a hunter of souls. Would hunt souls and bring them in the prison of Babylon. I have talked about Nimrod a lot about when I was talking about Babylon, the sorcery of Babylon. So I'm not talking about Nimrod, but he was a demonic man. He was an agent and a servant of the devil himself, Nimrod. And Ishtar was the wife of this guy called Nimrod, who was the builder of Babylon. That is how Easter has come from Babylon. It has not come from the Bible. It has come from Babylon. Remember, it started off when Jesus' resurrection was witnessed by Roman soldiers. They gave him money. The church gave them money to shut up their mouth. That was Babylon giving money to the witnesses of resurrection that don't talk about resurrection. This is Ishtar and Nimrod related to the Babylonian system. Ishtar, the wife of Nimrod. Okay, the next point is Tammuz. Have you heard about Tammuz, beloved? In the book of Ezekiel. Tammuz was their son. Tammuz was the son of Ishtar and Nimrod. Ishtar married. When Nimrod died, what happened is Ishtar married her own son Tammuz, the biological son Tammuz. Ishtar married her own son Tammuz. Stay with me. I'm going to give you scriptures afterwards, but just listen to what I'm saying. Ishtar married her own son Tammuz, saying that Tammuz is the avatar of Nimrod. That's why I married my son Tammuz. And Nimrod, who died, he hasn't died, but now Nimrod has become the son. So I marry Tammuz to bring glory to Nimrod, who is the son now. Remember Egypt? Pharaoh, the sun god, the Ra, that is Nimrod. And Ishtar said, I married Tammuz to bring glory and to bring honor to Nimrod, who has not died. He has just become the sun, which gives us light. Stay with me. It's an interesting story, but not a story. It's real. Okay. Now, what happened to Tammuz after that? Tammuz was killed by a wild boar, by a wild pig or a wild boar. After which, Ishtar kept women in the temple to mourn for Tammuz. Okay, Tammuz was now killed by a wild boar. So when Tammuz died, what Ishtar did, Istre, I'm talking about Ishtar, Easter. She kept women, she assigned women in the temple to mourn for Tammuz. Why? The job of the woman was to weep and mourn for Tammuz and sleep with men who come in the temple, have sex with them, and give birth to children. And the children, fetus, when the fetus was created, they will sacrifice the fetus, and the blood of the fetus they will apply on the eggs and offer it to Ishtar, Easter, to bring back Tammuz to life. The next time you say Easter, you will not say it now. You will not say Happy Easter now. What did they do? What did they do? After Tammuz died, she assigned woman. Now she said Tammuz should be rebirthed or resurrected. And the ritual that was supposed to be done is she kept women in the temple to weep for Tammuz, to mourn for Tammuz, to lift up a cry for the dead Tammuz. And any male comes in the temple, they would have sex with the male right inside the temple. And when they become pregnant, the fetus was sacrificed, the blood was applied on eggs and given to Ishtar. And Ishtar would receive it to bring back that Tammuz back to life. That is where the painting of eggs came for Easter. You know, that the churches do that. Sunday school children, come on, today is Easter Sunday. They will give eggs. Paint these eggs. They don't even know what they are doing. The children are carrying out a ritual sacrifice. The children are carrying out a satanic ritual by painting the eggs. And you put all bug bunnies and decorated eggs. Oh, you are carrying out unknowingly. Now, if you know it, knowingly, you are carrying out a ritual, satanic ritual sacrifice that Ishtar receives to bring back Tammuz. These eggs were placed, these eggs painted and dipped in blood, were placed to resurrect Tammuz. And as per them, you know, when Tammuz got resurrected, they say Tammuz also got resurrected. The ritual was successful. And as per them, Tammuz got resurrected on 25th December. So that is 25th December. And then the mourning, remember the weeping and mourning for the woman? Ishtar commanded them to do it for 40 days. That is the Lent season. That is the Lent season. It's not in the Bible. Jesus did not come out to fast for 40 days. Is the Lent season is from Ishtar, is from Easter, that is done to resurrect the sun. If you are with me, say amen, people of God.
Amen.
Okay. Brother, where is it in the Bible? Okay, I will satisfy you. Let me give you also the scripture. Ezekiel, let's go. Okay, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter number 8. Ezekiel chapter number 8. Hallelujah. Okay, Ezekiel chapter number 8. There is a lot to read in that, but let's start off from verse number 9. Now, this verse number 9, let me give you the background. Ezekiel is taken into the temple where abominations are done. So let's start from verse number 9. And he said to me, God is saying to Ezekiel, go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there. So I went in and saw, and there every sort of creeping thing, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed all around on the walls. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in their midst stood Jezaniah. By the way, Jezaniah was a high-ranking Satanist working in the temple of God and offering human sacrifices. I will show you that afterwards. Offering the Ishtar eggs, by the way. Jezaniah at that time. Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan. Each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. This was the first abomination where they were offering incense to the serpentine family. Creeping creatures are serpentine family. Lizard, alligators, crocodiles, snakes. These are all demonic spirits. Okay. Verse number 12. Then he said to me, son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the room of his idols. For they say, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. And he said to me, turn again, and you will see greater abomination that they are doing. So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house. And to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. Here you go, what I'm saying. Here you go. They were weeping for Tammuz. Who is Tammuz? Tammuz is the dead Tammuz, the son of Ishtar and Nimrod, and then the husband of Ishtar, the second husband. They are weeping for Tammuz. This is the Lent season. This is the Lent they are doing. Weeping for Tammuz, fasting for Tammuz. Okay, then let's see that. Then he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Turn again, you will see greater abomination than these. So he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and there at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their back toward the temple of the Lord and their faces towards the east. And they were worshipping what? The sun, Nimrod, towards the east. I don't have time. When you see that they're back towards the temple, they do a lot of reverse walking. When you go in some Hindu temples, you have to look at the idol and you have to go walk reverse. Reverse walking is satanic walking. Okay, I don't want to go into that. What reverse walking? When you see they walk backwards, they face their back towards God and do things backwardly. It's satanic walk. It's satanic walking. When Satan walks, you know what? He walks in reverse. Do you know Michael Jackson? He walks in reverse. That is a satanic walk he used to do. By walking in reverse, these people do is they pull destinies into the past. They pull you back. It's a delay. Okay, any which ways. I don't want to go into that. But they were worshipping Nimrod, the sun god. And these were the abomination. This were the Ishtar, Nimrod, Tammuz trio of what happens on Easter. Do you see now what happens on Easter? What sacrifices they offer to Ishtar? Ishtar wants eggs. Ishtar wants blood. Because Ishtar wants blood and eggs to the avatar of Nimrod, that is Tammuz. And weeping and mourning for Tammuz is a ritual. And then they have also sex in the temple. These women, they stay in the temple. Men will have come. They will have sex and they will become pregnant. The fetus will be offered. And in some countries, abortion is legalized. It's a doing of the goddess Easter, through which abortions are legalized. It's giving Ishtar and Tammuz the power. It's worshipping of the sun god. Are we understanding that? So let me stop there. So what did I ask you to write? Easter is not Passover. Passover is not resurrection. Easter is not Passover. Passover is not resurrection. You see how even 25th December, they say it's the resurrection of Tammuz. He got rebirthed. That is how paganism has crept into what we celebrate in Christianity today. Because the devil does not want people to walk in the true meaning of resurrection. The devil does not want so all the posts around of the church are happy Easter. When you say happy Easter, you are giving praise to the God of Easter. And on top of that, if you have eggs in your church, you paint eggs, you are performing ritual sacrifices. Go and look it up. Most of the so-called Easter Sunday is over in most of the mega churches of the United States. See what they have done during Easter. They have carried out and initiated people to the worship of the goddess Ishtar. I have many scripture, but I think that is all. Because Solomon was also the one who turned away his heart to many gods like Chemosh, like Ishtar, like Easter, and all those things. Ashtaroth is Easter. Ashtaroth was also during the time of Elijah. Baal and Ashtaroth. Baal is an avatar of Nimrod. So I don't have time to do that. But people of God, I want to encourage people to come back to a life of led by the Spirit and break off from the traditions of men. Break off from the traditions that the world imputes on us. And Resurrection Day, Good Friday day. Every day is resurrection. Every day for Christians should be Good Friday. It, certain days, be careful when we give importance to certain days. 100% its root is pagan. Its root is pagan. Jesus never taught us. The only ritual covenant he asked us to follow was communion. Read your Bible carefully. And apart from that, he never gave us instructions to celebrate certain days. Neither the apostles instructed us to do that. The only importance he gave was to the communion. That was only the ritual covenant practice that we, the church, is supposed to do when the church comes together to remember the death of the Lord. And that is Passover, by the way. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this time. And I pray, Lord, that even, Lord, I know you speak to me. And I know your words are precious, Lord. And I know, Lord, you will take your word and your voice to the people, Lord, whom you want to hear, whom you want to hear this message, Lord. Hallelujah. You want them to hear this message. Lord, I pray. And Lord, through the word that we have heard from you tonight, let every traditions, paganisms, Lord, pagan practices, worship of foreign gods, praise of foreign gods over the church and over the body of Christ be broken now in the name of Jesus. And we want to repent and ask forgiveness from you. Lord, every time we have said Happy Easter, or we have been into this ritual things, Lord, which are pagan, Lord, of the celebration of Easter, which is not at all related to your resurrection. And I break every pagan hold upon the people of God, upon the church of God tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we come together, Amen. People of God. Let's pray that next year, no church will say Easter. No church will celebrate Easter. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no Amen. Sacrifices and no praise will go to this foreign god Ishtar and to Tammuz and to the sun god Nimrod and Ra. In Jesus' name, let us get rid of the Egyptian ways, oh, of the Eastern ways. Let us get rid of those ways in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, because these Amen. Messages, oh Lord, are sanctifying your church, and you are coming back soon. You are coming back soon because you want to take a pure bride, a virgin bride, a sanctified, oh Lord, church, Lord, a body of Christ. And you are doing it among us, Lord. You are doing it in this group, Lord. And we want to thank you for that, Lord. Father, we want to give you the glory, honor, and praise, Lord. Thank you for each and everyone present here. I cover all of them, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. Your blood has power. Your sacrifice has power. Oh Lord, and your resurrection has defeated the devil, Lord. We believe in the full gospel message, Lord. We believe in your word. We believe in the event and every manipulation of the devil against resurrection. We cancel it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.